It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great stream.
Check this out.
Maria, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mikey. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Very good. So we're looking at Upgrade.
Oh, great
this
movie.
Morning. You know the one, yeah?
Upgrade. Mm-hmm. We were giving away tickets to it ages ago. It's about the guy who is his wife's killed.
Yeah, his wife's killed.
Tragic accident.
He's paralyzed.
He suddenly realized she was murdered.
Yeah, well, and, you know, they were accosted in a
and he gets left for dead.
Yep.
And he's almost dead.
He's almost dead, yes. He's completely...
Pretty useless. And then he gets offered an opportunity.
From a blonde, strange, high-tech man, yeah.
I quite like the guy, though. He plays quite a good part in that. But, he gets offered an opportunity and...
And he gets upgraded.
He gets upgraded. How much do we want to say about it?
Well, it's all about AI, of course.
Yep.
And the machine and the human trans machine kind of combination that's predicted by some.
It seems like a very traditional sort of storyline, doesn't it? But it's done really well. It's really cool.
Rob. The story is terribly derivative, but it actually works completely. This is like the $6 million man, but in 2018.
One of my favourite TV shows of all time.
I thought it might be. So he gets implanted with this computer chip, and the deal is that he has to work with the computer. He's also like a mechanic, like he's a grease monkey, so... The computer was quite attracted to being implanted into him.
they have quite a good relationship,
They do. They really upgrade together,
yeah.
Which is kind of funny. There's a lot of talk about, you know, serial killers being quite into mechanics or mechanical things. Did you know that? Like a lot of the psych profile of a serial killer.
I'm fascinated by people who would know the psych profile of serial killers.
Yeah, precisely. Yes.
Oh, did he?
That kind of thing. Yeah, so anyway, he goes around and he seeks revenge with his upgrade. So he's become this incredibly sophisticated, you know, machine. Well, the machine's cohabiting alongside him. And what he is hell-bent on is like fighting and revenge, which is pretty funny.
Well, his wife was murdered.
I know.
In front of him, you know, cold blood.
Absolutely, yes, but he could actually solve, you know, all kinds of issues in the world and help people.
Set in the future, isn't it?
Yeah, but not very far away.
He's less church in the future.
Less church.
By the looks of things. Don't you think?
Yeah, and...
Blade Runner and stuff like that. Not a lot of church going on there.
No, you're right. Yes, church is
missing. There's like a few kiosks you can go and visit and get a pat on the head. But yeah, might be for the best.
Might be for the best. This kind of... this definitely takes, you know... AI violence and combines them into, you know, man revenge. Whoa, so it's quite Neanderthal in lots of ways. But, you know, like with this incredible technology, all kinds of things could be solved. But it's really great that he seeks revenge on his, you know, the murder of his wife. And
there's a few good twists in it too, isn't there?
Heaps of good twists.
Who made it? Who was the fancy guy?
Yeah. Lee Wannell, who, of course, is an Australian, born in 1977. And he is responsible for a whole bunch of interesting... genre films, really. You know, he was part of Saw, the series, and Dead Silence and Insidious, Chapter 2. And, you know, the whole Saw franchise is pretty large.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just chops there. But this, I mean, this didn't remind me of that at all. I hate Saw. I think it's terrible.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Same. Yeah, I guess, I mean, you could talk about this as being like Hull or, you know, The Terminal Man or Her, even, but RoboCop comes to mind.
I thought it was very RoboCop,
very
actually.
RoboCop.
It was one
yeah.
of my favourite movies,
yeah.
RoboCop.
There are all kinds of references, like, jumping around the show here, but it actually unpacks into something that's quite compelling.
Isn't there a scene where he's watching RoboCop?
Yeah, see, it's all like, you know...
Oh, yeah,
image
right,
with an image
right.
with an image.
Yeah.
So
right on. So, you see, it's out now.
It's out now.
What do you think? What did you think of it?
It's kind of relevant. You know, because we're always talking about emerging tech.
You're doing a funny dance.
Maybe I've been upgraded. It's a great film. It's really well shot. There are so many funny references in it.
A little bit fighty for you, though.
You could even go as far as Ridley Scott and, you know, people like that in Cronenberg, but references all over the show.
But nicely shot, good effects. And
Wow, the colour schemes, yes, totally. Amazing. Aesthetics.
I like the actor. The lead actor's really good, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, he is. He plays a great...
Plays great everything that he's in.
Yeah, true.
Right on. I don't remember his name. Is that us, is it?
It's ours, yep.
And that's out now on DVD?
It certainly is.
Why don't we give one away? Why don't we just give one of these copy of this away right now?
So if you couldn't make it to South by Southwest this year in March to go to the release, you can actually watch it now on DVD.
Would you like to do that? Would you like a copy now?
Go on.
Just text the word upgrade and text it to 5395 and your name and your B card number, because that'll be the most important part, whether you've got a B card. And first one through can have it. A copy of Upgrade on DVD. Thank you, Maria.
Welcome.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.